We come and, you know, to save our boys, you know, speak on their behalf and don't want them to go jail because there's overcrowding in the system and the jail for our people.
Yeah. We're going to the prison next week or before that. They come with us and we sit and talk to everyone about the problem, what they going in jail for, you know. And it's very hurting, though, when we go in there, you know, and we start talking. Like Christmas, we went for Christmas and we spoke to them. Anyone coming in here to visit? No, we got no family. There's no one coming in there saying, it's only you lot coming in all the time who care for us. They said, oh, well, we don't want to come back in here anymore. But when they come home here, they start again making trouble. And we've got to go with the same thing, you know, talking to them.
Why do you think there's the problem of reoffending?
I don't know. I think it's the grog. And the drugs.
And a lot of dope.
Yeah, drugs.
That's what it is.
Needles.
We live...
We see ya.
In the area where we ride in it. And me and Ayers putting up with it, you know.
Sniffing, you know. Packable.
Even sniffing our grandchildren.
How does that make you feel, seeing younger generations in your community where your elders reoffending and in trouble all the time? Mm.
It's sad, though, you know.
Really sad, yeah.
I got my grandson here, belongs to my niece. He was very lucky to watch them get on thing there, but he's reoffending all the time. There's too much reoffending in the system. Mm. And, you know, they won't stop. You see their name on the court list there, look, but the same thing.
So how much legal knowledge do you have?
Nothing.
Very little.
You say that you don't have much background in legal proceedings, but how is it then that you're able to achieve good outcomes for people when you help represent them that they couldn't achieve by themselves?
Well, I just get up and we talk to the magistrate, you know, put up a hand and just stand up and say just what comes from our heart. Mm. Yeah. So we know what is, you know what, We was name, and then he got a job and that, you know, and the magistrate, he'd probably take it in account, and, you know, like from the elder from the justice group I am, but she's a JP, see, and I just say, you know, just get up and speak on his behalf.
Why do you think the magistrate listens to you more than the defendant?
Well, we know, we live on the island, we see the young people growing up, and we know them very well.
To what extent do younger people in the community listen to what you say because you're elders?
No, they don't listen. They just go back to the same thing what they do and dope. And that make them strong, that dope and the alcohol, to speak out and start fighting and punching. Mm-hmm. They can pick up weapon. They think they're not going to hurt anyone. They might just kill someone one day and then they go to jail for life, you know. Be sorry then. Most of them, when we go to jail to visit, we go right inside and they say, oh, well, I'm sorry I come in here. I don't think I'm going to do it again. But when they come out, they do it again. There's nothing else to do here.
Is there something you'd like to see on Palm Island that you think might help?
Mm. If they can get rid of the alcohol and the drugs and that and this year. That's the main issue. Some of our children, you know, there's only young people walking around, no job, no education, nothing here. They didn't have achieved their goals here. Nothing whatsoever. Some of them just walk the street day and night, day in and day out. Nothing here. There's no future here on Palm Island for their children, you know. Nothing.
A lot of these young boys, they ride and ran on horses. You know, they love to ride around on horse, get a job on a station where they can get paid for it. Yeah. Hey, that'll be good for them. out in the mainland. When I was young, I went out in a station, worked on about 4 or 5 stations, and I loved it out there, just away from home, you know. You have to make money for yourself. I wish these lot can go out and get a job out. You got mining out there and all this and that.
Yeah. What do you hear from people who live on Palm Island, maybe some of the younger generations, about getting a job? What do they say to you about that?
When we go and sit down beside them, they just get up and walk away, you know.
And you just live one day at a time, that's all. That's all.
What do people who you've helped in court say to you about?
Just say thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being there for us, you know. But some of them, like when me and old Margie, we walk around everywhere around the community, and they say, some of them say to us, oh, you's going to go, you just come out here and talk about the people in the court, what's going on. That's what they're saying to us. Let them know out there, and we don't do that. As soon as we come out through that door there, everything is gone and forgotten. We don't say nothing, even when we're home in our own home, sitting there and talking. We don't say anything to our family. It's forgotten.
Yeah. But they think that we do, you know, repeat ourselves. It's confidential.
So what do you think Palm Island needs to stop young people offending?
Well, I reckon it's the alcohol, drugs. It's a dry, you know, I prepare a dry community here, you know.
We would like to go to other community and sit with the other justice mob and see how they run their community.
What other communities were you thinking of?
Oh,
up north.
Up north, anyway.
Kawanyama,
Lockhart.
Or Dumaji,
or wherever.
Get young people involved with us too.
Yeah, young people can come and sit with us. Yeah, because we won't be here forever.
No, that's true.
They would have to step in and take our place.